Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, man. Some of you guys are grumpy. Boy, you guys get so grumpy. All right, everybody kind of hold the phone. Don't be grumpy. Please don't go after your telemedicine doctor. So we're in this wave of COVID, and we have COVID medications, right? Paxlovid, molnupiravir, and Paxlovid seems to be fairly popular, and everybody and their mother wants it when they get COVID. Well, not everybody. Some people are like, let me just kind of fight this on my own. But if you are at risk for severe COVID, there's the medication that's available. The problem is since its launch and FDA approval, and we understand it was pretty speedy, not everybody has been able to get it very easily. And people are calling online, or they have been calling online telemedicine platforms, saying, where, you know, give it to me. And when the doctor said, but we can't online, we're not allowed to with our particular company, people got pretty grumpy. You got grumpy at me. Oh, my gosh. One guy just went off. It's like, dude, I'm sorry. It's just there's rules. Well, now a lot of telemedicine companies are providing the medication. However, what people don't realize is the original plan, which President Biden had said, is you go up, you get treat, you get tested. If you test for COVID, let's say you go up to a pharmacy or a testing center, as you are being swabbed and the result comes, if it's positive, they hand you the medicine and you just go your merry way. No, Paxlovid is pretty complex. And as we've spoken about before, there's a lot of drug interactions. And so depending on the telemedicine platform you contact or a pharmacies, pharmacies can dispense it. But again, there's caveats. You can't just walk up to a pharmacy and say, give me my Paxlovid. You have to meet with the pharmacist. Sometimes you have to pay for that. The pharmacist has to meet with you, has to review any blood work you've had. If you don't have blood work, they can't give you the Paxlovid because they have to check your kidney status. They have to check your liver status. And then they have to review your medications. There's a lot of medications you cannot be on if you take Paxlovid. So some of these medications, like how many of you guys are on Flomax for your prostate or for urinary issues? You can't be on that if you're on Paxlovid. If you're on certain antiarrhythmics, certain anti-cancer drugs, if you're on Coumadin or anticoagulants, they have to, you know, you might have increased bleeding risk. So that has to be watched by a provider. If you're on any anticonvulsants, if you're taking Klonopin or clonazepam for anxiety, or if you're taking it for seizures, there has to be monitoring. Right? They're not easy to take. If you're on Wellbutrin, if you're on trazodone, antidepressants, there could be drug interactions. Antifungal. Some of you guys are taking ketoconazole for a fungal infection. If you're taking colchicine for gout, there could be serious issues with your kidney and your liver, co-administrating them. HIV drugs, clarithromycin and erythromycin. If you're taking an antibiotic, because you called online, you said your COVID was negative, right? So they gave you an antibiotic, and then you ended up testing again and testing positive, there could be a drug interaction, and that medicine could be in your system. Antipsychotic medications, prostate medications, amlodipine for blood pressure. If you're taking calcium channel blockers, you might have to have a dose change. And the list goes on. You cannot take Paxlovid with your Viagra. So if you're taking Cialis, Viagra, Levitra, you know, for erectile dysfunction, Can't be taking that with your Paxlovid. And I know some of you guys have a real exciting weekend coming up. Migraine medication, St. John's wort. You can, if you're taking St. John's wort for your moods, you cannot take Paxlovid then. If you're on cholesterol medication, right, there could be a increased risk of rhabdomyolysis. So for those of you guys taking statin drugs, lovastatin, simvastatin, rosuvastatin, atorvastatin, those could interact. So, I mean, the list goes on. And so the truth of the matter is you have a fantastic drug that you could use for COVID. But if you're thinking somebody's going to just hand it to you without some vetting, that's a problem. Now, we're being told that some telemedicine platforms are saying just stop the medication you're on so you can take the Paxlovid. Well, if you are really at high risk for having severe COVID and you're at risk of hospitalization and death, yeah, a doctor might be making a judgment call to stop a medication that you might be taking that could contraindicate in, you getting that medication. But these are some pretty powerful decisions that have to be made. So make sure you have a little bit of patience. And I understand that when the medication first came out, it was being advertised as you test and treat. You're positive, here's your drug. Some telemedicine platforms will not give it to you if you're under 50. If you're over 50 and if you're at high risk, you might get it. If you're under 50 and high risk, maybe. Can't get it if you're pregnant. Can't get it if you're breastfeeding. You could get it 12 and older, but many telemedicine platforms will not give it to you, you if you're a child. So it's a little bit more complex. The other thing is it has to be started within 5 days. You know how Tamiflu and the anti-flu medication has to be started within 48 hours to 72 hours? Because how these medications work is they kind of prevent the replication of the virus. Well, if you wait, if you're already having full-blown symptoms, you know, some people say that the medication didn't work for them and they never take it because it didn't work. Well, when were you in your illness? So if you, let's say, were exposed to the flu and you didn't start feeling symptoms till maybe, you know, 2-3 days in, and then it took you another 2-3 days to get to the doctor, by now you're almost on your way out of flu. But same thing with Paxlovid. For these medications to work, they have to work early on. This is what's been such a debate with, like, the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine. Some of the studies showing that they worked were because it showed very, very early intervention. But in the hospital setting, it's too late. So talk to your medical provider, talk to your telemedicine physician, but make sure you have some blood work to show them so we know your kidney status and liver status. 1-877-DR-KELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia. Okay. So, all right, guys. Sorry about that. I have like some feedback here. Okay. I always have to shut off everything else in my studio. So, UFOs. We have been back and forth on what is visiting our planet. And I've been very mixed, okay? Because look at how many people we threw into mental institutions in the 40s, 50s, 60s, for saying that they have seen things from other planets. Meanwhile, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, And everybody and their mother thinks Area 51 has evidence of extraterrestrial life, UFOs, etc. It's really hard not to live in Vegas without knowing somebody who believes that. Meanwhile, I have seen pictures of our galaxy, the Milky Way. I find it very narcissistic to think that we are the only humans or the only living beings out there. And even the Bible talks about how God, during the great flood with Noah's Ark, wanted to make sure there was two of everything. I really do believe, even though, yeah, there were two of everything, so there could be propagation of the species, I really believe that if God did make us, he didn't just put all his eggs in one earth basket. So I wouldn't be surprised that there was or is some extraterrestrial life. What I've had trouble believing is that they would come, go maybe to, I don't know, Waco, Texas, Baghdad, take a peek, fly around, bzz, and then leave. And there are certain hot spots that end up having these UFOs. Like, you would think that go to D.C. You would think that go to, I don't know, New York City. Now, Middle America seems to have a lot of these sightings. And I love Middle America. It is the heartbeat of America, but what would be their motive? So we have now a report from NASA. So this was apparently a long-awaited report as they probed UFOs. And they have said that there is no reason to believe that any of these UFO sightings are extraterrestrial. This report, comes from a panel who concluded to date in the peer-reviewed scientific literature there is no conclusive evidence suggesting an extraterrestrial origin for UAPs. Now, UAPs is now the term we use for unidentified aircraft phenomenon or aerial phenomenon or what we used to call UFOs. NASA panel of experts have been tasked with the goal of recommending investigative avenues for future UFO research, and they will also, come up with a plan if we are ever visited by ET or an extraterrestrial. Where my interest got piqued is when you heard that military personnel were seeing these UAPs or UFOs. Now, I trust the military. I just do. If you have your military man saying, what the hell is this? I've never seen this before. And, you know, they're briefed. They have high security clearance. They are, especially if they're Air Force. And if people from the Air Force is like, what the hell is this? Yes, I am intrigued. But I always kind of thought maybe it was from China or maybe it was, you know. Well, I don't know if we have those details. I don't know if NASA in the report, I think it's only like a 33-page report. But they said, coupled with incomplete data archiving and curation, this means that the origin of numerous UAP remain uncertain. So their big report and their big reveal today is I don't know. But we don't think aliens are invading us. Now, I've seen the movie Armageddon. One of my favorite Bruce Willis films after all the Die Hard movies and Expendables, all that other stuff. I think Expendables are fun. I don't know if I'm going to see the next one, but, you know. But I get that the government, for them to come out and say, hey, guys, aliens are visiting. I mean, would they have really done that today? Here we are, what, September 14th? Would they have said, you know what, guys? Aliens are visiting us. People would lose their mind. So I'm not surprised that they're coming out saying we don't believe they're extraterrestrial, because they can always, you know, come back saying, oh, yeah, it are bad. But they don't want people to panic. So they don't want people to panic. The thing is then what are these things people are seeing? Now, we were brought up and raised to believe that somebody seeing a UFO was out of their flipping mind or high. Well, now that we've had a little bit of a schooling on misinformation and government making, you know, people think that somebody is out of their mind when they are trying to bring up a concern, now you start to wonder, you know, what are these people seeing? And it could also be now people are looking for it. Now, I look up at the sky when I walk the dog, because I really don't want to look at her tushy and watch her go poo-poo. So I look up at the sky and I try to figure out the constellations, and I see things fly. I don't know if it's a shooting star. I don't know if it's a satellite. Those Starlink satellites freaked me out. Remember I posted pictures, but what the hell are those suckers doing? And so I see things flying in the sky. I don't know if it's a plane. Now, I don't know if it's a floater. Right? If, you know, I'm having a mild vitreous detachment, God forbid. Don't want a retinal detachment, but, you know, maybe I'm having like a little, I don't know. Yeah, but what are these things that we're seeing? So NASA, I think, had a very low budget for this. I'm being told they only had about $100,000 to look into this. I think we should expand NASA's budget a little bit. You know, now that we have not only five branches of the military, but the six, which is our Space Force, we should be, you know, a little bit more enthusiastic about exploring more about what, you know, could possibly be a threat to us, whether it's an asteroid or a solar flare or an alien. I'm not really 100% convinced that there are aliens. This Mexico find is interesting. I think they're man-made. You guys heard about this? In Mexico, they have two mummies. Let me see if I could find this story. There are two mummies that are alien-shaped. And it's the same sort of, you know, elongated head, eyes look different. But the bodies don't have DNA that matches humans. They're small bodies, three-fingered hands, elongated skulls. Even though in the olden days, they would change the shape of a baby's head by wrapping it. So you did have humans with odd-shaped heads when they would try to, with the pliability of the cartilage and before the skull completely ossified, they would do things like that. But what was interesting is the internal cavities had implants of rare metals and eggs. So an alien body, I don't know, would really be a trunk of a car for storage. So these quote-unquote aliens were unveiled at Mexico's Congress. You know, politicians held their hearing on UFOs. I don't know what to say these are. You know, I mean, it could be statues. They could have been things that hid treasures so that if there was, let's say, I don't know, a war and nobody decided to knock over whatever alien god they were praying to, they wouldn't know that there were jewels or things in there. But I think, you know, where we stand right now is it's a big question mark. Do I believe there's life out besides us? Yes, I do. Do I think they're coming in, you know, going along, saying hi to our military, zipping off? I don't know. I'm just not really completely, convinced on that. Well, let's hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877 DOCDALI. By the way, these quote-unquote alleged aliens are believed to be 1,000 years old, found in Cusco, Peru, in 2017, that were preserved in a Peruvian mine. They can't tell what their DNA is. They said a third of their DNA was quote-unquote unknown and not part of, quote, our terrestrial evolution. I just am not completely convinced that these are aliens, especially if they had things in their body like jewels and eggs. You know? So anyway, so scientists are looking at that. So sorry, no big exciting news from NASA. But keep in mind, if there really was a threat, are we going to be told? You know, would the only people told or briefed would be Congress? That's what makes me nervous. When they have a special session for Congress and everybody has to run, you know, and your fellow Congress people are like, I'm getting out of here. I have to head to D.C. That's when I would worry. But right now, if everybody's doing their thing, I think we're fine. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Senator Mitt Romney, Republican of Utah and the 2012 Republican presidential nominee, announced yesterday that he would not be seeking re-election in 2024. Earlier this week, a Bahamas-flagged cruise ship, the MV Ocean Explorer, carrying about 206 people, ran aground in the world's northernmost national park in Greenland. There have been three attempts to free it, including one late yesterday, all of which have failed. The National Hurricane Center has issued a hurricane watch for portions of Maine and a tropical storm watch for a large area of coastal New England. While all attention has been on the two-week manhunt for Danilo Cavalcanti in Pennsylvania, another fugitive has been on the run, this time in the nation's capital. Christopher Hayes has been on the run for a week. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're getting more and more stories, and the media is starting to cover when parents have been losing their child due to the child's transgender status. And this opens up a whole slew of issues. And I've said this multiple times on my show. When you have a child with true gender dysphoria, you need all hands on deck because they need support. They need love. They need just as much family love and attention and nurturing as a non-transgender child. And So I fear that some of these courts are making bad, bad moves. Now, on the outset, superficially, the excuse, such as what happened with this California bill, where it kind of is punishing parents who don't accept a child's gender identity, if they're 12 or 8 or 15. The reasoning at first is, well, that child is then being severely abused. If the child says, Mom, I want to be a boy, I want to be a girl, and the parents, and I believe there are parents out there that would do this. I'm assuming the average parent would be, let's talk about it, let's go to the doctor, let's talk about what is it is about being a boy or girl. Is it that you want the whole package of a boy or just partial, or you identify as a boy because of this versus that? But there are some parents who are probably like, oh, hell no, I'm ripping you out of the school, I'm going to knock some sense into you, kid. And that might be what is prompting the judicial system in, or which would, now that this is probably going to Governor Newsom's desk to pass, I think it passed the Senate and the Assembly, in terms of, now we need to intercede. All right, because it has to be for the health and welfare of the child. But to me, when you have a custody battle and you have parents split, and we spoke about this multiple times, when you have a mom and dad split in a family, or two parents split, and that child's home life will now never be the same, is ripping away one of the parents the smart way to go? Now, what these bills are assuming is that the transgender aspect of that child's life is their whole world. That nothing else matters. That if they want to identify as a girl, or they want to identify as a boy, that supersedes where they want to live. That supersedes the relationship they want to have, not only with their father or mother, but their uncle and their aunt and their grandparents. What is happening to a transgender child whose cisgender sibling is not being ripped away from a parent? Is in these custody battles that are going to happen. Now, there's already been some that have already been documented. But if you have a transgender child, do they get torn away from their cisgender brother or sister? I mean, having a transgender individual in our extended family, you want brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles to still be their family. And it's almost like they're assuming in this that this child wants to completely rid themselves of a part of the family. When you, true gender dysphoria might be 100%. But what's been happening in terms of gender affirming and gender identity is we're finding it might be 20%. It might be 50%. It might be 80%. And so if the courts are going to be like, all right, Mom, Dad, your child wants to be a boy. Are you okay with it? Yes or no? And if they go, well, you're out. Any medical doctor could say there's a spectrum. Right? And I think there was a couple. I mean, there was a woman, I think, in Chicago who lost her child to custody because of this issue. And then there was an Ohio couple that lost custody of their daughter because they didn't want her to undergo sex change treatment. She was, I believe, 17 at the time. But I think a couple years prior, the girl was hospitalized for depression, anxiety, gender dysphoria. Now, as a physician, if you have a child with hospitalized severe depression and anxiety, gender dysphoria is obviously an issue that needs high focus. But it could also be one of 100 different things that is also attributing to that depression and anxiety. And so removing a child from their parents is dangerous. Now, I get most teenagers hate their parents. So a teenager may say, you know what? I'm depressed and anxious because of my parents. Get me out of here. And you see kids run away. You've seen abused kids. I get it. I get that there might be some parents where the kids want to be completely away. But in terms of their home life, you know, grandparents are fantastic. Grandparents can provide a loving, nurturing environment. But it's not your home. It's not your room. It's not your siblings. It's not the same. And so if you have a child with severe depression and anxiety, as I said, in terms of schools notifying parents, all right, it's all hands on deck. You know, schools that want to honor a child's choice to not tell the parents, and I get it, you know, kids don't want their parents notified for a lot of things, that they had a weapon on them, that they were doing drugs, that they're failing school, even an award. I've heard some kids say, please don't tell my parents I won an award. They're going to blast it all over social media. I get children want privacy with things. But if you have a child with true gender dysphoria, your goal is to avoid them being misgendered. Then why would you let them, why would you not have their home life, their weekends, their summers, and not notify whoever they're spending the majority of their life with that there's a concern about their gender and they don't want to be misgendered? Are we really trying to help these individuals medically or not? And so ripping a child away from their parents, I think, could be very, very detrimental. Ripping them away from their siblings. And remember, you lose when a family member loses custody, the uncle, the aunt, the grandparents, the cousins, and a child who is identifying as one gender or another might not necessarily understand what a loss of custody entails. What if mom gets a new boyfriend and they hate that boyfriend and they want to now go back to dad? That child might not understand. And if it's fed to them, look, you know, you want to be a boy, you want to be a girl, this is who you want to be, your dad or mom isn't supportive, don't live with them. What about all the other aspects to them? What if, you know, they, what if all the other hobbies? What if they're, you know, I think we're putting on a child that their gender identity is everything. Look at what's happening with schools. We hear time and time again that a lot of the curriculum is about pronouns. Yes, gender identity is important, but there's also more to that child. We've been trying to teach children and teach adults that there's more to a woman than a vagina. There's more to a man than a penis. Yet it seems like now it is all about your identity, such that nothing else matters. And can you have a parent that might not be on board with your gender? It could be difficult. It could be very, very challenging. And we want to make sure that child always has support. But when you rip a child away from their family member, that child might not understand what they're losing. And if that's not being explained to them, there could be even worsening depression and anxiety. So we need to kind of take this a little slower. 1-877-DOC-DALLAS.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or X now, and the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. So the reason why I bring up a lot about college is, one, is I work with a lot of college students. Two, I went to college. Did a lot of college. 4 years undergrad, 4 years of medical school, 3 years residency training, and I teach, and I'm always learning. But we have 17 million people, shall we say, that are technically college students. And we ignore that population when it comes to health. You look at college students going, they got the best metabolism, they're at their skinniest they'll ever be, they're young, they're healthy, we don't have to worry about them. And I have noticed, because I've been in college and I work with college students, that they do have issues. And there are interventions that probably need to be done when you are young and allegedly, supposedly healthy. If not, you're going to turn into middle age. And those of us who are Gen X and baby boomers that have gout, diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, high cholesterol, if somebody told us when we were younger, well, I would have ignored them, right, because I knew it all. Hey, I'm at OCHEM. There's nothing you could say that I don't know if I made it to OCHEM. But, you know, if somebody said, look, you might get gout later. Now, I, by the way, I got a real big dose of reality when I was 19 because I got a uric acid kidney stone. So I knew that I could be at higher risk for gout. Thank God I don't have gout. But for me to make a uric acid kidney stone, that means I have high uric acid. So I've had to cut my meat intake and make sure I hydrate all the time, so I have water around. But the average college student is overwhelmed. They got classes, they got, you know, games and homecoming coming up and parties and dorms and, I don't know, all the other stuff that they're dealing with. So I created College Student Health Awareness Day. And I created this because I wanted to have a day where we could at least, for that younger population, even if you aren't in college, who cares? But if you're in that younger population, yeah, and yeah, older people go to college too, to understand that just because you're busy and just because you're in school and you have all these other deadlines, that you don't also pay attention to your health. And if you don't have somebody who's in their 20s or 30s, watch their cholesterol. Watch their weight. Watch their sugar. Look at these chemicals that California wants to ban, that people are putting in their body because they're trying to grab a quick bag of Skittles or something. iPhone radiation. Now you have the European Union and in France looking at the iPhone 12. You know, college students are busy. They don't have time. And so I created College Student Health Awareness Day to kind of help bring up issues that they might face that need to be addressed. In addition to this, drug abuse, risky behavior, risky sexual behavior, STDs, COVID, cough, cold, flu. You know, we talk about these super spreader events. You got these big raves or these big parties, you know. It's a public health issue. So today I'm cutting out a little early to get to the university. We basically, we actually work with college students to do this. So the American Medical Student Association has been with us since year one. And we have worked together on this. We want to expand it nationally. Just like National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day, this should be on all campuses. Where all campuses this time of year has tables, resources. I'm there, ask the doctor, so that the students can ask questions. And it's amazing how people are like, the things that they don't know and they didn't think they could ask. Because they thought, does the average college student go to a medical provider? They don't have the money to, or they might not have the insurance. And there's tons of resources that they don't know about. So this year, with the American Medical Student Association, President Marion Mullion, who I'm working with, Mullion, she has chosen the theme to be fitness and nutrition with her group. And fitness and nutrition, I think, is paramount. People don't know that there's, and you know, whether you're in college or not, that 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables is a minimum. And you can't just eat all 9 sources of fruits. You've got to also have servings of vegetables. How you don't necessarily have to have red meat all the time. How lean meat or fish, lean chicken, can provide essential amino acids. You don't necessarily always have to go to the beef, although I do prefer beef, especially prime rib. Fluid, water, hydration, electrolytes. So that's what we're going to do. But, you know, a lot of us are looking at our health right now saying, well, I shouldn't have done this, I shouldn't have done this. For those of you who smoked, probably like, I should have never started smoking. For those of you who drink, probably like, I should have never started drinking. Well, a lot of these students, they're vaping. There's interventions that could be done. A thing I think we really need to talk about is our caffeine drink obsession. Caffeinated products have now stormed the market. And what are we seeing now with kids? increased rates of atrial fibrillation. Younger individuals are having high blood pressure. We're seeing anxiety, panic attacks. And some of you might say, Dr. Dahlia, a caffeinated beverage like Red Bull has the same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee. True, 80 milligrams. But that cup of coffee is hot. You sip it. It takes a while. People chug Red Bulls because they're tasty, especially the sugar-free, and they're easy to down. Well, then that load of caffeine might be too much. So these are things that we have to be aware of. And I'm not, you know, doing this just for college students. I also explain to you guys some of the same concerns that we have. And, you know, when I was a college student, I don't want to say I was dumb, but I was distracted. I had so much going on. I knew there were STDs. And so for me, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to have sex. So for me, it was just easier to do. You don't have to do that. You can enjoy sex. You can enjoy yourself at a party. You can have a beer. You know, but we're overwhelmed when we're students. And I had to figure out how to support myself. I was working 3 part-time jobs. Now, I wasn't sure if I was going to have enough money for groceries, didn't have transportation. There were rapes and happening in our apartment complex. I was pretty distracted. The last thing I was going to do was worry about how many vegetables. I told you that one week I had only $6 for groceries. I made it last the whole week. Why? I bought a box of cereal. I bought a container of milk. Hey, right, loaf of bread, container milk, let's think about it. I got cereal, milk, some turkey ham, because I didn't eat pork, so I ate turkey ham. And then, I don't know if there was it. I think maybe some fruit, I don't know, but I had $6, and I was able to do that. And then, of course, top ramen, maybe a potato. Where's my vegetables? So when you're on a limited budget, when you have limited time, you have limited resources. So College Student Health Awareness Day, that's what we're here to do. We're here to kind of spread the word, be there for college students, because if you have 17 million individuals right now that are not taking care of themselves, I'm sure some of them do, but then what happens when they become middle-aged, et cetera? So we got to intervene now. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another thing, too, is this is a great, you know, for those of you that are looking for resume builders and things to do for the community, but you don't have a lot of money to donate or you don't have a lot of time, things like this I think are fantastic. These awareness days or these, you know, I did this also to help the students have a something on their resumes. You know, when they apply to medical school, where they're doing something for their community and for their comrades. So a lot of times these things have multiple benefits, even for the people that are creating them and doing them. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.